Here at Oswaldwistle Library, a group of musicians arrive here to make an impact and save the building. The man behind all this, Peter Jones, who's hoping local residents will back them all the way.
Well, the library, as you know, is under threat along with Rishton and Clayton in this area. Last year we celebrated the 100th anniversary and we had a massive turnout. It's a really good community, a really vibrant community. And if they lose this library, it rips the heart out of this community.
Mark Dowding, who's made a 60-mile round trip to come here, is hoping for the best.
I'm just happy to help anybody who, you know, if we can use the libraries in more than just lending books. You know, I mean, there's an internet here, there's computers and things like that.
And among those making an impact, singer and songwriter Callum Thomas, a local lad with two aims, a career in music and saving the library he remembers as a boy.
When I came here, the first time I was at Moorend Primary School, and I remember they used to take us round here and we'd read books and paint and all sorts of activities for children. And I just want that memory for every generation that is to come yet. And I feel like if this goes, then there's not much left of the history in Oswaldwistle, if you understand what I'm saying.
And this library does have some history. Wendy Anderson, who ran the book club for 6 years, is keen to ensure that it's protected.
The building itself basically was donated by Andrew Carnegie, and we feel it's a building for the whole of the people of the town, and it should remain so.
Those who came here did enjoy the occasion but still had reservations about the future.
How important has this afternoon been for you?
Very important.
Do you think it'll make a difference in terms of what happens?
Hopefully, yes.
Do you think it will help save the library?
Well, I wouldn't like to say no, I wouldn't commit myself on that. I hope it does, but we'll just have to wait and see.
And as the music played on, Dan Forrester, named the county's Writer of the Year, is ready to promote his craft and make a point.
Neither borrower nor a lender be, the bard foretold my misery, and with those words they took from me, my heart and my soul, my library. It's not just books and old CDs, it's where I meet my friends and read, it's my second home, my community, so hands off, it's my library.
And for Peter Jones, the final chance to reflect on how it all went.
I think it's been a great success. We've filled all the seats, which is what I was worried about at the beginning of the day. We had a really good smattering of entertainment right across all genres. We had poetry, we had folk music. I think everybody went away happy and everybody went away thinking we need to save this library.
Between 2010 and 2015, Lancashire County Council didn't shut down a single library. But with a funding gap now of more than £200 million, it's a very different tale. The music may have impressed quite a few and the turnout shows how this campaign isn't a lost cause, but how this story will unfold here in Oswaldwistle and at County Hall still remains to be seen.